But I want you to remember this evening with this visit of mine. I'll give a very simple message. And you still haven't told me, Pastor Seth, how much time I have. Wow, great. Man, can you all handle that? Amen. Will China King still be open with that? Oh, man. You know what? Really, seriously, for more than 27 years now, since 1982, we've been in and out of the U.S. We stay mostly in the South, okay? Texas. First, we had our home base in Atlanta, outside of Atlanta, Decatur. Then, outside of Dallas, Mesquite, Texas. And now, Indiana. We stay mostly in the Bible Belt, you know, and in the South. We were told whenever there's a schedule for us to go up here, Yankee country, those in the South, they discourage us. Oh, no, Brother Nem, don't go up there. People are so cold there. You know, they don't have any emotion at all. Up here, they said. Yeah. You say something funny there, they don't laugh. They just write on a piece of paper, ha, ha, ha. That's just about all the laughter you can get from them. But this is not the case here, man. I thought when Brother Tom Gear and Sister Chris arrived, you know, and they introduced Sister Rebecca, I said, are you from the South also? Are you from Texas? No, I'm from New York. I said, wow. A different nature, different culture, you know. And come to find out, you are really weird up here, huh? I feel so right at home because you are, this is my type. I mean, I don't, Pastor Seth, don't take me to a church where it feels like a morgue. Take me when I'm dead, man. But not while I'm alive. Amen? Well, would you like to go to a church where it's so cold? Woo! I wouldn't. So let me give you a word that you can remember from Brother Nem. And have you ever heard the word oxymoron? Oxymoron. Is it a word that you use here? It's not a pimples ointment, folks, okay? Oxymoron. It's not a cuss word, too. Okay? But in case you don't know oxymoron, they are two contradictory words. You join them together and to produce one accepted meaning. All right? Illustration. Good grief. Okay? How can grief be good? That's why it's an oxymoron. Okay? Are you getting it? Cold sunshine, fast turtle, deafening silence. You know, those are oxymorons, okay? We were in Australia. An Australian gave me a good oxymoron. He said, here's one, Brother Lasada. Military intelligence is oxymoron. Uh-oh. But I may be in trouble here, okay? And then from North Carolina, a lady told me, here's one good one, Brother Nem. Government worker. Okay. Government worker. Good oxymoron there. All right? Are you getting it? Christian rock. Oxymoron. All right? A Christian song from heaven and a rock and roll song from out of hell. That's a great oxymoron. Just don't mix. Two contradictory words, okay? Amen? All right? At a grocery store, they advertise, we sell fresh frozen chicken. Okay, fresh frozen, it's oxymoron, okay? You getting it, Andrew? You get it later, okay? At a furniture store, we sell modern antique furniture, okay? All right. Here's one last one. This is good. Just to simplify things, really, so that you can get this. I may be in trouble here, but just for you, if you still don't get it, you'll get it now, okay? Handsome Pastor Seth. Okay, there goes my love offering to them. Anyway, All right, now that you got it, here is the greatest oxymoron of all time. All right? The greatest oxymoron of all time, folks. Are you ready? Weak God. Amen? Because surely we don't have a weak God. We have, instead, we have a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God, brother. Anybody who tells you, who insists that our God is a weak God, folks, that must be accepted as the greatest oxymoron of all time. And the man who insists on that must be, you must tell him you are the greatest moron of all time. Yeah, tell him that. You're the greatest moron for telling me I've got a weak God. Because I don't have a weak God. I've got a great, big, wonderful God. And I'm not shouting because I'm mad. I'm shouting because I really have a great, big, wonderful God. I'm excited. Amen? Maybe you're the one that's getting mad because I'm shouting at you right now. Are you not getting mad, Sister Rebecca? Yeah. Are you Yankee? Yes. She said, I'm so happy I'm here. When Sister Rebecca is sad in the Philippines, hello, good morning, good morning. That's how sad she is. And now you're happier, both Rebeccas, but totally different personality. Man. And she ate everything. Oh, yeah. She ate everything. What a trooper. I mean, you know, dog meat, all of those things, you know. Well, anyway, all right? By the way, that statement, we have a great, big, wonderful God, folks, that's a camp song. I learned when I attended my first camp conducted by American missionaries back in 1968. You know that song? We got a great, big, wonderful God. All right. Have a duet with me. A great, big, wonderful God, a God who knows every one of us, done so much for all of us. Great, big, wonderful God. We've got a great, big, wonderful God, a great, big, wonderful God, a God who's always victorious, done so much for all of us. Great, big, wonderful God. It's so low. Anyway, chorus. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up. If we stumble, we're the apple of his eye. So you better watch out. Oh, no. That Santa Claus is coming to town. Man, because you look like Santa Claus to me, man. We got a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King, great, big, wonderful God. So, instead of a weak God, I submit to all of you tonight, we've got a great, big, wonderful God. Book, yes. Chapter, yes. Verse, here we go. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Proof that God is great. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast created the heaven and the earth by thy great power, there you go, and stretched out arm, there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness to thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers unto their children forever after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Verse 19, great in counsel, mighty in working. Great, wonderful, great, big, wonderful. Okay, did you see that? Jeremiah 32, 17, 18, 19. Great power from a great God. Amen? All right. What's next? Big, big. God is a big God. How big is he? Man, I got somewhere here in my notes the hand of Shaquille O'Neal. It's almost double the size of my hand. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal. But man, He doesn't have a bigger hand than God. If you look in Isaiah, God measured the span of the universe. Ooh, that's pretty big, God. How big is God? He's so... That's another song, by the way. How big is God? How big and wide his vast domain? To try to tell these lips can only start. He's big enough to rule this mighty universe, yet small enough to live within them's heart. Or your heart, yes. The Lord Jesus Albert Terry came to live in my heart September 24, 1980, when I received him as my personal Savior. A big God, yet small enough to live within my heart. Is he living in your heart? You have him as your personal Savior? Maybe you are growing up in church here, but if you miss having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, being a member of Faith Bible Baptist Church won't get you to heaven. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This big God can live in your heart. 1 Kings 8:27, King Solomon said, but will God really live upon earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this building that I have builded. In other words, King Solomon was dedicating the temple, 1 Kings 8:27. And so he was asking, but will God indeed dwell upon earth? You mean we can contain the God of the universe in this grand, magnificent temple? No, because it's so big, all right? God is great, God is big. Last verse. So it's not till 9:30, brother. I'm hungry, but... plus, I'm a missionary. I'll go by the missionary proverb. Blessed are the missionaries that preach short, for they shall get sure support. Okay. Hey, that's a good proverb, Brother Chris. Okay. That's free. Okay. That's free. You can use that. Okay. So, here's my last verse. Wonderful, right? Wonderful. I'll give you a couple of verses. Wonderful. How about Isaiah 9:6? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, there you go, Sister Renee. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Heavenly Father, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All right? The very first name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, Berkeley, is Wonderful. Now, it's one way to have a name. It's one thing to have a name. It's another thing to live up to your name. Okay? Now, if God's name is wonderful, I mean, he must be doing wonders, right? I mean, if your name is Superman, Justin, you've got to be stopping trains, man. Or stopping airplanes, you know, ready to crash. Woo! Why? Because you're Superman. We would expect that, you know? What's that up there in the sky? It's a bird. No, it's a plane. Yes, it's a bird. No, it's Superman. And then down he goes, you know, and saves and helps and delivers. Why? He's Superman. He's no wimp. Right? Okay, so his name is Wonderful. This God, his name is Wonderful. Can he do wonders? Check. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. What are the two last words? Doing wonders, Berendi. Yes, sir. Doing wonders. Woo! So, this God, his name is Wonderful because he does wonders. You call yourself, Berdan, a trumpeter because you play the trumpet. Can I call you a pianist, brother? No. It's offline. Look at that, how good he plays the piano. No, excuse me, sir, that's a trumpet. Oh, okay. You call someone wonderful. I came up to Brother Andy. Brother Andy, I'm so amazed at what you're playing. What is that? It's a baritone. What's the name again? Baritone. What's the name of the instrument? Euphonium. First time I've heard that. Euphonium. Okay? I said, those are sharp sounds. But please let me hear a distinct sound of that. So he played while we were all singing. But I'm just amazed at that. And thank you so much, instrumentalists. I didn't know that Rebecca plays that. What's that? Harmonica? All right. What am I saying? If you play a trumpet, you're a trumpeter. If your name is wonderful, you've got to do wonders. That's it. How wonderful is our God? How wonderful is this kind of God? Great, big, wonderful. Okay? All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his ways and his judgments past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11, 33 to 36. Because God knows everything, we cannot measure it, we cannot fathom it. What does chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 say? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be it transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Because God knows everything, he's such a wonderful God, as in the preceding verses, the conclusion is we can leave our future to him. As in the song, we can live and give our life in the hand of that faithful God, that wonderful God, you know? Amen? Because it's so wonderful. God's looking down. He says, can you give me a match? Who can match my power? As in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. To whom then will ye liken me? That's the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, asking human beings. To whom then will you liken me? Isaiah 40, 25. Or shall I be equal? Who's my match? God was challenging the people. Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and behold who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by the number. God calleth all the stars by name. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his power, for that he is strong, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgments passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31, we all know this. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So God, in those 7-8 verses, is telling us, to whom will you liken me? Who is my equal? You call me a weak God? Oh, again. Let's accept that as the greatest oxymoron of all time. And the one who insists on that, sir, though you've been around a long time, okay? Man, you survived a whole lot of water, okay? Tell that guy, man, I've experienced God during the deluge, during the flood. How cold, my God, a weak God. That must be the greatest oxymoron of all. And, sir, you are the greatest moron of all time. Tell him that. Amen? Yeah, yeah. How many stars do we have? After the invention of the Hubble telescope, we've been told that they got a figure of 10 to the 26 zeros. Woo! If you don't believe that, folks, go ahead and count it for yourself. Start tonight, okay? But for me, I'm settled with that, okay? 10 to the 26 zeros. How many do we know? God calls every star by name. How many do we know? Back in Job, Pleiades, Orion, Arcturus. With the help of the Hubble telescope, there's Sirius, after all the planets, there's Sirius, Pollux, or is it Pollux? Sirius, Pollux, Antares, Rigel, Betelgeuse, Aldebaran, Arcturus. Antares is the 15th brightest star in our sky. Can you imagine? Our galaxy spins at an incredible speed of 490,000 miles per hour. But even at that breakneck speed, it will still take that galaxy 200 million years to make one complete rotation. And there are billions, I'm talking about one galaxy, there's billions of galaxies in our Milky Way, in the entire universe. Call my God, a weak God. Ooh, moron. Yes. I mean, okay, how many do I know? It's Justin here, Andrew here. Lynn, okay, Randy, Tracy, Elizabeth, Chris, there's Brandon, there's Shane, there's Sean. Sean, right? And this is another Brandon. Brandon, there's Susan, there's Kelly here, there's Jerry, there's Sharon, there's Henry, there's Grace, and there's Terry here. There's Tony. Where did what's Terry and Louise? Right. And then who else? I know you got a name. Kaylee here and Mike and Jennifer and then is that Amanda? No. Okay, something. Right. Andy here, Rebecca here. And Pastor Seth here, and Renee, and Noah, Father Noah. Malachi and Faith, where's Charity? Then Dan. And you play the big guitar, son, you're right. After I don't see you in a few days, I forget. Why? There's Rebecca there, by the way. And I know you all have your names, but I didn't get to meet you earlier, so. But, you know, God, he doesn't have a memory loss. Excuse me. Huh? He never suffers from senile dementia. Amen? Woo! The heavens declare the glory of God. Psalm 19. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttered speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Oh, I forgot. Brian and Maureen. How can I forget the pizza? The lady who gave me the pizza from last Friday. Woo! I said, Ma'am Maureen. And I met Rick. Rick, the tall guy you're talking with last Friday. Rick, is he here? I met a six-footer, there's Brother Rick. I met a six-footer, Jennifer. Where is she? You can't miss her, she's so tall. But is she here? No. Anyway, you know, where am I? Oh, I'm still here, okay. Anyway. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Verse 3, Psalm 19, verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Now, what does that tell us, Pastor Seth? That tells me every country, every nation in the world, Andrew, has a language that will tell that there is a God who is great, big, wonderful. There is no speech nor language where the voice of God will not be heard. A language that will testify, Berkeley, that there's a great, big, wonderful God in the Philippines. How do you do it, Berkris? Dakila, malaki, kamangha-mangha, ang ating Diyos. See? Purihin ang pangalan ng Diyos. That's it. I'm not speaking tongues. What is it, Brother Nam? Just for all of you to know, in Tagalog, in our country, there's a great, big, wonderful God to serve. Amen? In English, God is a great, big, wonderful God, Mirandi. All right? You say it here. You say it right. In the South, God is awesome, y'all. Any Southerners here? Anybody from the South here? Right, Sharon? Oh, man. God is awesome, y'all. You know, the very first time we went to the States in 1982, you know, we learned English from kindergarten on up to college. In the Philippines, English is our medium of instruction. The Philippines, interestingly, is the third world's largest English-speaking country. Okay? So how can that be? Well, maybe the first would be England and United Kingdom, and then Americas, and then Philippines. Because we speak English there. We are taught from kindergarten on up to college. I thought myself, that I had learned English well enough to be able to communicate, Pastor Seth. I thought I won't have any problem. I thought I will understand Americans, and they would understand me. August the 12th, 1982, we landed in L.A. Not bad. But then after 3 days, we went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We found out, Brazan, they don't speak English there. They speak Southern, you know. What makes it hard for us Filipinos? You know, those Southerners, they're kind of lazy with the words, you know. They don't really pronounce them. They don't say bananas. They say nanners. Their potatoes are taters. You know, wow, we weren't taught that way, Sister Rebecca. So we had to adjust, you know. What makes it harder is they have all of these expressions. I'm just pulling your leg. They don't really mean it. They don't really grab somebody else's leg and pull it literally, but they mean another thing. Or they say, man, it's raining cats and dogs. Oh, where are they? You know, man, got to get cover here, you know. And that just blows my mind. Boom. You know, that's another expression. It just blows my mind, right? And then they come up with lots of items, lots of stuff. They just have a name for it, and they don't really mean it. They say, would you like a hot dog? Of course, in the Philippines, we like it. We like it real dog meat and sizzling hot. So hot dog we were offered in Tennessee. We found out it's just a wiener. Because in the Philippines, it's the real thing, you know. So, man, what are these Americans up to here in the South, you know? They don't know what they're talking about. They offered us, would you like some buttermilk? I said, man, I like butter. I like milk, okay? But when you put those two things together, buttermilk, man, that's not the right term. It's rotten milk, you know. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Any good Christian won't mind that stuff. Ooh, I tell you what, if you're a good Christian, you won't mess with that rotten milk. That's supposed to be a joke, okay? So, man, anyway, we were in Monterrey, Mexico. They say there in every Spanish-speaking country. Dios es grandioso y maravilloso. Venimos a adorar a Dios. Gloria en nombre del Cristo. Any Spanish-speaking here? I'm sure we have some here. Is that right? All right, kind of, huh? Okay. Yeah, I'm right, you're wrong. That is the right Spanish. Nicaraguans don't speak the right Spanish. That's another joke, brother. I hope you won't get offended, okay? Maureen. M-O-R-I-N. Maureen. A German that we met north of Houston at a factory outlet mall. She taught me German. Gott ist gut. Uns meistens uns gutes. That's German for God's great big wonderful God. In Nihongo, in Japanese Nihongo, Kamisama wa saiku desu. Idai de subarashi kamisama. In Mandarin Chinese, it's sang di hang hao. Sang di hang hao. In Czechoslovakian language, I learned it from a missionary to Czechoslovakia. The Slovak language is mame belkeho mocneho boha. In Russian, my son's classmate, friend from Crown College, Anton Karbarovich, I asked him, Anton, how is it in Russian? Mi verim vi velikogo samashatelnogo horoshego boga. That's how it is. I met a missionary to Albania. Albanian language is sheep language. Okay? In the sheep language, it is sote este. Sote este dam ma da shumir. That's how it is. I met Ching Agrayuth in Connecticut. He's from Cambodia. He said in the Khmer language, but the name, it is Preya Asha Tom Moheterit. Okay? Our ministries in the Philippines, we support many Filipinos going to other countries. One time, Brother Hinada, is a missionary, Filipino missionary to Haiti. They speak French Creole. He visited, I asked him, Brother Hinada, how is it in French Creole? Bon Dieu se grande et merveille. We went to Macau, our family visited Macau. And in Macau, we met some Nigerians and Indians from India. Brother Barry from Nigeria said in Nigerian, it is Oluwatabi Iyanu Ni. And Brother Pravin Kopoli from India, in the Hindi language, it is Parmeshwar Mahan Aur Adbuthai Telugu. What am I saying? I'm saying all of these are languages telling us this is a great, big, wonderful God, Brother Randy. That's just as simple as it is. We were in California. We ate at a Thai restaurant. Chris is Thai, owns the place. I came up to him. I said, Chris, God help me. What is God? Is a great, big, wonderful God in Thai. He said, Prachau kupu inyai latsu weingam. Prachau kupu inyai latsu weingam. All right? So that's how it is. Most recently in Georgia, about a month ago, I met a Greek lady named Tula. Tula Shelley is her last name. Tula is her first name. Louise is her American name. Tula teach me in Greece, in Greek. What is the Greek term? She said, ou theos ina poli magalos. If you know any other languages, help me out. Tonight after the service, I'd like to add it. To who are you pointing to?
It's Romanian.
Okay, who? Who's Romanian? All right, do you have a word for that, brother? I would appreciate it if you teach me, okay? God is a great, big, wonderful God, okay? What's your name?
What?
Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Something. Mitsa? M-A-M-I-L-C-A-H? Milza? Oh, okay. Well, let's talk tonight, okay? a China king, okay? By the way, I learned that Chinese term from Nancy, the one who owns Chef Lin in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I love Chinese food. You know, but if the pastor won't take me to China King tonight, Brother Melcher, we'll see you, okay? Anyway, that's it. Now, in conclusion, all right? In conclusion, which will be another hour, okay? No, let me conclude with this. So what? Faith Bible Baptist Church, listen up. So what? If we've got a great, big, wonderful God, will it make any difference, Brother Terry? So what? What does it mean to you, Brother Jerry? What does it mean to me? So what, Noah, if you have known tonight that we don't have a weak God, son, but instead we have a great, big, wonderful God, that would stick. That ought to stick. But what more needs to stick? How is it going to apply to my life, brother? As I do the work in the Philippines, Brother Chris, Sister Elizabeth, visited that, Sister Rebecca, from among this crowd, these three came there. We've been there more than 27 years. So what if we've got a great, big, wonderful God? Well, this is the best thing for Brother Nem Lesada. This great, big, wonderful God, He is my life. I mean, He, God, did you listen to our song? It's not about Sister Lynn. It's not about Brother Nem, Sister Maureen. It is about God all the way, Brother Brian. It's all about God. With my life in the hands of this faithful God, how can I fear the path that I will tread, knowing that He is sovereign and loving, capable and caring? I must simply obey what He bids me do. This kind of great, big, wonderful God, you can rest assured, Brother Kelly, that He will see you through. And that's just what I'm doing. Camp Dream, man, got a lot of needs. Over a span of 5 years, 3.8 acre property, not too big, but that's already a fortune in the Philippines. Already $225,000 have passed through this insignificant, good-for-nothing missionary. Why? Because it's all about God. I say, Lord, you can have all of me. I'm just placing my life into your hands. And do a work in my life. Because I cannot do it. You alone can do it. I just need to tie up with you, oh God. You get it? I just need to tie up with you. Or team up with you. Are you listening? Combine with God. You are nothing. God is everything. You cannot do anything, but I can do all things through Christ. All right? So what's the relation in conclusion? I just need to team up with God. Get this illustration. Earlier, I've been looking for people here, young men who know basketball. Couldn't get a one. Couldn't get one. There's no real men here. Man, I'm sad, you know. But anyway, here's the illustration. Have you heard of Stacey King? Who is Ibrahim, man? We don't even play basketball up here. Well, folks from Oklahoma may know, University of Oklahoma. But he's well known in college. But went pro. Virtually unknown. So who knows? Stacey King. Anyway, being such a great college player, he went to the pros. He played for the Chicago Bulls. How many of you know Michael Jordan? Even if you don't play basketball up here, I think you know him, right? All right. How many have you've heard him, okay? This illustration will be messed up if you don't even know him. You at least know Michael Jordan, okay, the superstar of the team, Chicago Bulls. One night, Coach Jackson put Stacey King in. He played one-point production from Stacey King forward. And here comes the superstar. Michael Jordan scored 69 points. And Justin, Chicago Bulls handily won the game. Man, but Stacy King just ran up and down the court. You know, the TV analyst called him, Mr. King, let me interview you for a few minutes. What are you so excited about? Well, we won the game. Oh, okay, obviously. What else? He faced the camera. He said, well, this, I want to tell you, this is the most important, most unforgettable, most special game of my life. Because this is the night when Michael Jordan and I combined to score 70 points and won the game. Did you get it? Yeah. How much did he, how many points did he make? Just 1 point production from him. But yes, because he tied up, he teamed up, he combined with a superstar of the team, he made a big thing. Who is Nem Lizada? Nobody. No one significant. Good for nothing. Oh, yes. But if I tie up with God, Pastor Seth, that great, big, wonderful God, Noah, if you do that, man, you'll be able to do some things for the glory of God. That's what it is. The value of things, children, the value of things, young people, the value of things, parents, changes depending on whose hands it's in. That's why our song says, with my life in the hands of a faithful God, it's all right, Brandy. You know what? Reason why I'm so amazed, Brandon, okay, with this wind instrument, man, give me that. I cannot blow on that thing. Cannot make it to sound. Have you ever tried that? There's a secret to that, but I don't know. But man, they would play that so easy, you know. But I've tried the thing, Brandy. Have you ever tried that? Man, it will blow your lungs out, won't even produce a sound. So the value of that instrument is nothing to me. Because I don't know. But it changes when it's in your hand. Are you with me? A basketball, Bertari, in my hand is $22. Give and take. But in the hands of Kobe Bryant, it's $63 million. Ooh, changes right away. Look out. Right? Do you play golf? Who play golf here? Okay, how much is your golf club, Raquel? Messed my illustration. Anyway, 38 cents, maybe $1,000, give and take. But in the hands of Tiger Woods, sir, it's $55 million. It changes right away, depending on who's holding it. Okay? A rod in Brother Randy's hand will just shoo away a wild animal. But give that rod to Moses, it will part the Red Sea. Okay? Give a slingshot to Noah, it's just an ordinary toy. But give that slingshot to David, it will kill a giant named Goliath. Give some nails to a carpenter. He may probably be able to build a bird's house. But give those nails to Jesus, it will save mankind. Woo! Amen. Why? Because the value changes. And I have found out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. I have found out that I can trust a great, big, wonderful God and get everything in the ministry I'm doing in the Philippines, get it going. Not because of Nemuel Lizada, but because of God, who is a great, big, wonderful God. Heavenly Father, I pray tonight that you will just meet with us here. Deal with every heart. I know that tonight we caught up, we laughed, but this is something serious, really. A sober decision, a sincere commitment that all of these who have heard this message must make. You know, oh Lord, that I've been making this decision to just every day fully give my life into your hand. And everything will be met. You will see me through. And so help this Faith Bible Baptist Church folks here tonight to do the same. Help them to make decisions, life-changing decisions. After we have known, and of course they know you, that you're a great, big, wonderful God. But it's a different thing now if they will put their life in your hands. Get them out of a mess they're in. Solve their problems. Meet their needs. All of us have needs. We are needy people. You know that, Lord. But so we try to solve it ourselves. No, help us to know that we've got a great, big, wonderful God. I'll call on Pastor Seth now, preacher, to give the invitation.